You asked for it, Ben.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. This is what you signed up for, Mr. Chairman. The new head of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, will be on the hot seat today in front of Congress. Bernanke has a tough job, but his words carry a lot of weight in economic circles, so you can bet every TV on Wall Street will be tuned in. More now from Eric Kneeler.
Bernanke faces his first big test today before the House Financial Services Committee. Congress will want to know how he plans to tackle issues like the trade deficit, housing costs, and energy prices. Fed watcher Hugh Johnson says the investment community will be looking for reassurance more than anything else.
Nothing emotional. I think that investors and Wall Street professionals are looking for signs of continuity, signs of continued measured and sensible monetary policy.
Johnson says he also expects Bernanke to call for continued economic growth and stable prices. Bernanke took office as Fed chairman earlier this month, replacing Alan Greenspan, who retired after 18 years. In Washington, I'm Eric Kneeler for Marketplace.
Maybe this is just a coincidence, but yesterday the U.S. vowed to crack down on China's unfair trade practices, like piracy. Today, the Chinese government said it busted 76 websites for pirating movies and music on the internet. Interesting. Among the stolen items, Hollywood films such as The Pacifier and Troy, Chinese pop songs, and online role-playing games. I don't know if you've noticed, but this country's biggest labor federation is slowly falling apart. Yesterday, two construction trade groups broke away from the AFL-CIO. Several other unions have also dropped out. One of them, Unite Here, launches a huge effort today to boost its own membership. Marketplace's Hillary Wickay reports.
The national campaign called Hotel Workers Rising has lined up big names, including actor Danny Glover and former Senator John Edwards, to help publicize the cause this week in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Boston. Waiter and bartender Andy Lopez says as the hotel chains have become bigger, the staffs have become smaller.
I myself have risk problem just carrying a tray. So it's getting a toll on all of us. I mean, the running, the carrying.
But Joseph McInerney of the American Hotel and Lodging Association says the hotels won't stand by without fighting. He says instead of dealing with a big national union, they'd rather keep negotiations local.
If there are protests there in front of our hotels that our guests are taking care of.
Rallies in at least 120 cities are planned as labor hopes to pressure hotel chains to allow more workers to unionize. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
The guy who runs Radio Shack isn't having such a good time. David Edmondson got arrested last year for drinking and driving. Now his resume's in dispute. Edmondson put down two college degrees, but his school says he only completed two semesters. Still, Radio Shack's board is standing behind their CEO. I'm just wondering if they asked for his phone number when he applied for the job. Oil prices are down, retail sales are up, and investors are happy. The Dow had its biggest one-day gain of the year, 136 points to 11,028. The S&P 500 was up 12 to 1275, and the NASDAQ climbed 22 points. Today, oil is still trading under $60 a barrel. You're listening to Marketplace. Authorities in the U.S. and Europe are raiding airport cargo terminals. They're looking into price collusion by several airlines. Stacey Vanek Smith explains.
United, American Airlines, Air France, and British Airways are among the carriers reported to be under government investigation for price-fixing international cargo shipments. Those shipments carry things like expensive high-tech equipment across the Atlantic. It's a profitable business. Such shipments typically make up about a third of the revenue on an international flight. Author and professor Fred Alvine says with profit margins thinning in commercial aviation, airlines are relying more heavily on these alternative moneymakers.
The airlines are finding competing for customers has not been very profitable, so one of the ways that they can boost their financial situation is through what they charge on their cargoes.
The raid was part of a coordinated effort by European and American authorities. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, celebrating National Heart Month by encouraging Americans to take action to reduce their risk of heart disease. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com. and by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Rebuilding the Gulf Coast will be on the congressional agenda today. The Senate Banking Committee holds hearings specifically on what to do about New Orleans. Commentator Robert Reich has these thoughts.
More than 5 months after Hurricane Katrina, and almost 5 months of political verbiage and posturing and name-calling and blame-mongering, New Orleans is still a wreck. The next few months will witness a raft of personal bankruptcies, foreclosures, and bank failures, followed by the permanent closing of much of New Orleans, unless what? Free market ideologues would say, unless capital and people return. Well, that's fine, but they haven't returned. And why should they be expected to? The former residents of New Orleans are now scattered across much of the United States, and capital is now global. What's there to return to? You see, New Orleans faces 2 chicken-and-egg problems that private markets don't know how to remedy. The first is how to get people to live in places where there are no jobs because there are no people living there. The second is how to get capital to rebuild damaged buildings in neighborhoods that are worthless because so many buildings are so badly damaged. In other words, there's no private market renewing New Orleans because nobody has an incentive to move back or reopen a business or invest because no one can be sure there will be enough market activity there to justify these sorts of actions. Which is why an idea now being pushed by Republican Congressman Richard Baker, who represents Baton Rouge to the north of New Orleans, is so sensible. Baker wants to create something called the Louisiana Recovery Corporation. Essentially, it would buy property and mortgages at 60% of their pre-Katrina values, package them together in parcels that might be attractive to private developers, and then auction off the packages. The resulting revenues from developers would then replenish the fund. And the developers would have reason to rebuild their parcels and generate jobs because they'd own enough property to recreate small neighborhoods and shopping areas. In other words, they could overcome the chicken and egg problems. The Bush administration opposes the Baker plan, maybe because it sounds too much like government meddling in the free market. Someone should tell the White House there's no free market in much of New Orleans to meddle in. This isn't some left-wing wacko idea. Baker himself has a 91% lifetime approval rating from the American Conservative Union. Yet even he knows that where there's no market, the only way you get one is if some government body creates it. If America can rebuild Europe after the Second World War with the Marshall Plan, we can certainly rebuild New Orleans with a revolving loan fund that will probably end up paying for itself.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Your thoughts are always welcome. Email us, letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
You can buy Tupperware and toothpaste.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.